Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 58 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Logan Pemberton.
Their wives and their children will support the local businesses.
Brady Industries offered stock to potential investors in New York today.
A local circuit judge has been suspended.
An LGBT advocacy group has endorsed a local Democrat.
A new audit says the Kentucky Wired Project will cost taxpayers $1.5 billion.
A Lexington man accused of rape and murder has turned himself in to authorities.
In sports, both Viking soccer teams are in action again tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Rain tonight with a low around 54 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Circuit Court Judge Beth Mays has been suspended effective October 2nd, pending the outcome of formal proceedings against her by the Judicial Conduct Commission. The Moorhead News reports she is alleged to have issued court orders for a drug test for Donald Mays after he was arrested in Bath County on multiple drug charges. She signed the first order Bath County attorney and the second county attorney and Commonwealth attorney, according to the commission's complaint. Both the Commonwealth and the county attorney said they'd never seen the court orders before. Mays represents the 21st Judicial Circuit, comprised of Bath, Menifee, Montgomery, and Rowan counties. In her response to the original charges, Mays said she believes anyone facing the situation her former husband faced had a right to a drug test in order to preserve evidence. She answered additional charges by saying she inadvertently completed the two orders in the same manner she had completed other orders, which were on a different AOC form order. Formal proceedings against the judge will be held Monday, October 29th, in Fayette Circuit Court in Lexington.
An LGBT advocacy group has endorsed the Democrat running against Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis, who was jailed in 2015 for refusing to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. According to the Associated Press, the Committee for Fairness and Individual Rights endorsed Elwood Cottle Jr. today in his race against Republican Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis. Committee Chairman Eric Geringer said Cottle has repeatedly said he will treat all Rowan County residents equally, making him, quote, a refreshing alternative to Kim Davis. Cottle defeated David Ermold in the Democratic primary in May to face Davis. Ermold was denied a marriage license by Davis in 2015. Ermold has since called Cottle a bigot and said he will not support either candidate in the election.
Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin has weighed in on the hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. The governor said the accusations of sexual misconduct against him should be discussed, but characterized the hearings as a, quote, political football. In an interview with Spectrum News before today's testimony from Kavanaugh accuser Christine Ford, Bevin questioned the timing of the allegations.
I mean, should it be discussed? Sure. Should it be a topic of conversation? Of course it should be. But these kind of political footballs on the part of Dianne Feinstein and others, they're simply trying to delay this until we get past the midterm elections. Don't kid yourself. That's all that they're doing.
Other accusers have surfaced since the interview. Bevin was also asked what Kavanaugh's nomination could mean for abortion rights. In response, Bevin said his goal is to, quote, celebrate, preserve, and protect human life, and that he doesn't know which way Kavanaugh would vote on the issue.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul is continuing to push for a de-escalation of sanctions against the U.S. and Russia. As WUKY's Josh James reports, the Bowling Green lawmaker drafted an amendment that would lift sanctions on Russian lawmakers.
The amendment would offer Russia a trade of sorts. If they remove sanctions from certain members of Congress, the U.S. would respond in kind by lifting restrictions on members of the Russian Federal Assembly. Paul has pushed for the relief since returning from a trip to Moscow in August. This is the senator on Fox News.
They have two houses in their parliament, one called the Federation, which is like our Senate, their upper body, and then they have the Duma, which is the lower body. They have both agreed to come to Washington in the fall for further meetings. That's a good thing. The downside is the chairman of each of the committees is banned from coming to the United States because of sanctions.
The amendment puts Paul at odds with many on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, which is unlikely to agree to the concessions. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
Brady Industries rolled out a stock offering to potential investors today in New York City as excitement about yet-to-be-constructed aluminum plant continues to build in northeastern Kentucky. Mark Johnson is the business manager for Tri-State Building Trade Unions. He tells the Courier-Journal Brady's choice to locate on the Industrial Parkway will be a remedy for issues plaguing the region, issues he believes stem from high unemployment.
The reason that we have the opiate epidemic up here is a lack of opportunity. You know, when you don't have opportunity to make a decent living for your family, you're going to, and you get disgruntled, and there's no hope. And Brady Industries brings hope. And the cure for everybody's economic despair is good jobs.
Brady CEO Craig Bouchard and other company executives pitched investors on the company's business plan, which not only includes building an aluminum mill, but also aims to employ innovative manufacturing technologies in the transportation and aerospace sectors. Brady is offering just over $1 million in common stock to the public and $400 million in common stock to accredited investors.
A project aimed at delivering high-speed internet service to all of Kentucky is plagued by delays and cost overruns. KNN's Paul Miles has the story.
Kentucky Wired is a project to install fiber optic cables in all 120 counties. The report by Auditor Mike Harmon shows construction costs are almost $100 million over budget, and it describes a botched procurement process.
We have determined that over the 30-year P3 agreement, the Commonwealth and its taxpayers will be on the hook for almost $1.5 billion. Let me re-say that. $1.5 billion with a B in total cost.
Kentucky Wired was announced 5 years ago by former Governor Steve Beshear and Congressman Hal Rogers as a public-private partnership. I'm Paul Miles.
A report released yesterday suggests the disgraced founder of Papa John's might be looking to buy back his own company. According to CNBC, John Schnatter is reaching out to public equity firms in an effort to help him regain majority control of the company. The move comes as sources say the pizza chain is actively talking to potential buyers. However, the process is still in its early stages and may not result in a sale. The Louisville-based pizza giant came under fire this year after Schnatter admitted using a racial slur on a conference call. He resigned as chairman of the company in July. We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Rowan County Farmers Market, a certified Kentucky Proud Market. 11 a.m. Wednesdays and Saturdays in downtown Moorhead on U.S. 60 near the city park. The Rowan County Farmers Market offers homegrown fruits, vegetables, and baked goods, accepting WIC and Senior Farmers Market nutrition vouchers, and participating in the Community Farm Alliance Double Dollars program. Supporting local farmers, the Rowan County Farmers Market is Kentucky proud. Troopers are investigating a homicide in Elliott County after a man was found dead in a vehicle. Coroner Stephen Witt tells WSAZ the vehicle was on State Route 1555. Kentucky State Police troopers are investigating. Witt said the body will be sent to Frankfort for an autopsy. The man's name has not been released.
Lexington police say the man accused of murdering his brother-in-law has turned himself into authorities. Police tell WKYT 45-year-old Willow Cherry turned himself in one day after a Fayette County grand jury indicted him for the murder of 35-year-old Peter Leon. He's also charged with tampering with evidence. Leon was reported missing back in February. Detectives determined during the investigation Leon was killed during an altercation with Cherry. Police still don't know where Leon's remains are located. Cherry is currently being held in the Fayette County Detention Center without bond.
An investigation is underway after shots were fired in Lexington. According to LAX 18, it happened Wednesday night in the Richmond Road area between Patchett Drive and Chant Court. Several vehicles were witnessed speeding at that area around the time of the shots. Police report they did find shell casings in the area. However, it's unclear if they came from the vehicles. No property was damaged and no one was hurt.
A Lexington woman showed up at a hospital this morning with a knife wound. According to LAX 18, the woman appeared to have been hurt in some sort of altercation. Police reported it allegedly happened in the 1600 block of Margate Drive near East New Circle Road. They say the victim has minor wounds and is being uncooperative. No arrests have been made, and an investigation is ongoing.
A Lexington man accused of raping a woman and murdering her boyfriend in February is ruled competent to stand trial. Morgan Johnson is charged with the murder of Christopher Spencer and the rape of another victim days after being admitted to Eastern State Hospital after Lexington police say he was suicidal. Police tell WKYT the crimes occurred on Squires Woods Way. Investigators say Johnson held the female victim against her will after the deadly shooting. Officers responded to the same home days earlier. They say at that time Johnson was suicidal. Johnson was evaluated by a psychiatrist at Kentucky Correctional Psychiatric Center before the judge's ruling. He will be in court in October for a pretrial conference and again in November for a status hearing.
Morehead State University isn't just a nationally ranked institution for the experience it gives students in the classroom and on campus. The institution is also earning accolades for what it offers online. AffordableCollegesOnline.org, an online source in higher education information, resources, and rankings, has recognized MSU for offering one of the best online learning environments in the country. The website highlighted MSU with top 50 rankings on several lists for online programs, including Best Online Masters in Education, Technology, Best Online Business Programs, Online Masters in English, and Online RN to BSN programs. Only accredited public not-for-profit institutions with at least one online program were eligible for placement in these rankings. The rankings factored in acceptance rates, cost of tuition, degrees awarded, and graduation rates. To learn more about MSU's online degree programs, go to moreheadstate.edu/online.
The latest school accountability scores from the Kentucky Department of Education have been released, and the data shows 7 elementary schools in Fayette County are in need of extra state support. Arlington, Coventry Oak, Harrison, Mary Todd, Mill Creek, William Wells Brown, and Yates Elementary Schools have been singled out for what's known as Comprehensive Support and Intervention, or CSI. Superintendent Manny Kalk says they are taking the necessary steps.
And so for our families, I want to tell them, especially those in our CSI schools, that we're not going to wait. We're going to provide support to those schools, more support to our families, and they will be able to see those changes and those efforts in place this academic year.
25 other Fayette County schools were earmarked for Targeted Support and Intervention, or TSI. Those schools had at least one student population with scores similar to those in the state's bottom 5%. Among the schools and programs that received high marks were Rosa Parks Elementary, Lafayette High School, and Scapa at Bluegrass.
The number of aging bourbon barrels in Kentucky has reached a 46-year high. Suzanne Duvall reports.
The Kentucky Distillers Association says Kentucky's aging bourbon inventory has reached 7.5 million barrels. That's the most since 1972. KDA President Eric Gregory says that's close to having two barrels for every man, woman, and child in the state. He cautioned that these numbers were reported to the state months before several countries enacted retaliatory tariffs on bourbon. He says they're still working to understand the impact of those tariffs, hoping that it's a short-term issue. I'm Suzanne Duvall.
Looking at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area, tonight rain, mainly after 10 p.m., lows around 54 degrees, and the chance of precipitation at 80%. For tomorrow, cloudy skies throughout the mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a high near 70 degrees. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 53. Mostly sunny skies Saturday with a high near 72. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 55. Sunday, sunny with a high near 78, and for Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 61. Taking a look at the current temperatures, it is 62 degrees in Inez, 60 degrees in Ashland, 58 degrees here in Morehead, as well as in Flemingsburg and Lexington, and 57 degrees in Winchester.
On our feature segment today, the Morehead State University Theater Department opens its doors tonight to tell the story of two teams racing to be the first to claim the South Pole for their country. WMKY's Nacogdoches Miller has the story.
Terra Nova is a play written by Ted Talley. This production is directed by Octavia Biggs, who is also the director of The Little Company at Morehead State. The play tells the account of five Englishmen from the viewpoint of their captain, Robert Falcon Scott.
The play revolves around Captain Scott, who is the captain of the English team. And he has written Amundsen, Roald Amundsen, as the... He's the captain of the Norwegian team, but he plays the role of Captain Scott's conscience. So he's kind of like the devil's advocate, or the voice of reason to Captain Scott.
Biggs says the play illustrates Scott's character and the dedication he showed for his country.
His love for the military and patriotism and English honor was so important to him, and how his ambition and his drive to discover an unknown world was so important to him, and how those three worlds just kind of made up the man who he was.
The story offers the audience a chance to see the heroism and bravery that only those who have served will understand.
There's such a sense of heroism and bravery when it comes to the military that most lay people not involved or familiar with military maybe don't even understand. And it brings that to your audience, and I love that.
While the play will show Scott's demanding life, it will also give the audience a sense of his love for his wife and the importance it played on his life.
I also love the power of what drives a person, as also the different elements that encompasses, like the love affair that he had with his wife was so beautiful, and it was so important to his life and for what he did.
The story then takes a turn for the worst as the men realize the Norwegian team has beat them to the South Pole.
They get to the South Pole after Amundsen's already been there, and then how each one of them died along the way as they started their 800-mile hike back from the Antarctic back to their ship.
Terra Nova will be performed at 7:30 on September 27th through the 29th at 7:30 p.m. and again October 4th through the 6th, showtimes on September 30th and October 7th at 2 p.m. Tickets are $11 for adults, $6 for children and seniors, and free to MSU students with ID. To reserve tickets, call 606-783-2170. For WMKY News, I'm Nacogdoches Miller.
It's 4:48 and 58 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Logan Pemberton, and we're so glad that you've joined us on this soggy Thursday afternoon. Joe Lewis has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Radio Eye, Kentucky's statewide daily reading service for the blind and visually impaired. Radio Eye's reading service offers newspapers, magazines, health materials, and grocery ads for independent living to people who are blind, visually impaired, or any disability that makes reading difficult or impossible. Radios are available to qualified applicants. More information is available by calling 859-422-6390 or online at radioeye.org.
Rowland County boys and girls soccer are back in action tonight with your WMKY Sports Report. I'm Joe Lewis. The Viking boys soccer team is gearing up for a match at East Carter tonight. Rowland was set to face off with 10-1-1 Boyd County on Tuesday night, but the game was canceled due to storms. The Vikings are 15-1 on the season. East is coming off a 10-0 sweep of Greenoak County last week. The Raiders are ranked second in the region with 11 wins and 2 ties this season. Rowan coach Max Hammond says his team is looking for a tough contest.
I mean, they've got a lot of pretty good players, good offensive unit over there, and a couple really good center backs. So, we've just got to come out and play our game, and learn from it.
Game time tonight is set for 7 p.m. at Raider Field in Grayson. The Lady Vikings play host to Ashland Blazer tonight at 7 o'clock. Rowan's Gals are 8-6 on the year, coming off a 4-0 sweep of Bath County on Tuesday night. Promise Cross was the top scorer in that matchup, finding the back of the net 3 times for the Lady Vikings. Kennedy Weiss also had a goal for Rowan, and keeper Megan Gonzalez got the shutout. The Kittens are 8-4-3 on the year, coming off a 3-0 win over Rock Hill on Monday. The Lady Vikings will close out their season next week. They travel to Greenup County on Monday and host Boyd County on Tuesday. In other regional soccer action tonight, Boyd hosts Fairland, Ohio at 6 p.m. Both teams from Mason County travel to Fleming for a doubleheader starting at 6 o'clock, and West Carter will host a doubleheader with Menifee. The girls face off at 6, and the boys' game is slated for 8 p.m. The Rowan volleyball team plays host to Boyd County tonight. The Lady Vikings swept Ashland Blazer at home last night, allowing just 10 points to the Kittens in the first set before overcoming 2 tight sets to take the win. Rowan coach Steve Walters says his team isn't sure what to expect at tonight's matchup.
To be honest, we haven't seen Boyd. They haven't played in any tournaments, haven't really traveled very much outside of the region, just kind of sticking to regional opponents. So we're actually more in the frame of mind of curiosity.
The Lady Vikings are currently undefeated in regional play. They close out regular season action next week with Russell on Tuesday and Greenup on Thursday. In other volleyball action tonight in the region, Russell hosts Bath County, Ashland Blazer hosts Raceland, and Lewis County hosts Fleming. All 3 matchups will begin at 7. Morehead State fans showed up en masse for Wednesday night's volleyball match with a rival Eastern Kentucky University. The Eagles downed their opponent on the offensive end, slamming home 48 winners in the 3-set match. Morehead State picked up at least 13 kills in each set, led by a staggering 19 kills in set number 2. Coach Jamie Gordon says it was great to see such support for his team.
You know, anytime you line up against EKU in whatever sport, there's fun emotion. And you know, as we told our team, this is what college athletics is about. It's representing your university, and you know, our players are blessed with the opportunity to do that. And it's fun to come out on top with a win.
The Eagles return to action Saturday, traveling to Clarksville, Tennessee, to take on OVC foe Austin Peay. Game time is set for 3 p.m. Minnesota heads to Los Angeles to take on the Red Hot Rams on Thursday Night Football. The Rams come into the night undefeated, while Minnesota is looking to get back in the win column after being trounced last week. Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer talks about the challenges the Rams present.
It's a really, really good football team. They've got you know, the defensive player of the year, the offensive player of the year, coach of the year. So you know, we'll have to go out there and play really, really well to win this game.
Expectations were high coming into the season for the Vikings, who made it to the NFC Championship game last season. An upset loss to the Buffalo Bills at home in Week 3, however, has tempered some of the excitement surrounding the team. On the other side of the football, Los Angeles has been clicking in all 3 phases and looks to be one of the better teams in the league. Kickoff in Los Angeles is set for 8:20 p.m. tonight. The Morehead State football team is back in action this week. They head to Indianapolis to take on Butler in their Pioneer Football League opener Saturday. Head coach Rob Tenure says the week off was a welcome break after playing a tough non-conference schedule to start the year.
Yeah, it kind of came at a good time. I think we needed it physically. You know, played a pretty demanding non-conference schedule. So I think it came at a good time. I felt like I had a little time to rest and recover. And then kind of went back to basics, worked on some things we really felt we needed to go back and focus on, you know, technique-wise, schematically, offense, defense, and then the kicking game.
Butler is also coming off a bye week. They fell to Princeton 50-7 at home in their last outing on September 15th. Kickoff for the Eagles at the Bulldogs is set for 1 p.m. Saturday. The football Vikings head to Greenup County tomorrow night. Rowan is 4-2 on the season, coming off a tough loss to Ashland Blazer on the road last week. Coach Kelly Ford says his team is expecting another tough matchup tomorrow.
Every year we play them up there, we fall on their homecoming, so it'll be a big crowd, and we'll go up and you know, compete.
Kickoff with the Musketeers is set for 7:30. Number 17, Kentucky, hosts the Gamecocks of South Carolina Saturday night at Kroger Field. The Wildcats are coming off an impressive 28-7 win over Mississippi State last week, a victory that saw UK running back Benny Snell rush for 165 yards and four touchdowns. Head coach Mark Stoops says he expects a hard-fought game against the Gamecocks this week.
You know, South Carolina is a very good football team across the board. They're very balanced, you know, as far as being a good, you know, special teams, offense, defense. It does present a challenge, you're correct, especially with their quarterback and their wide receivers. They're very good players. You know, so we'd definitely have to be good in our coverage and good in our rush lanes and so on.
South Carolina comes into the game at 2-1 and fresh off a 37-14 win over Vanderbilt last week. Tickets for Saturday night's game are sold out. Kickoff in Lexington is set for 7:30. And that's your look at sports. Reporting for WMKY, I'm Joe Lewis.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Football hosts San Diego on Saturday, October 6th, and soccer welcomes Austin Peay on Sunday, October 7th. You can get more information from the MSU Eagle ticket office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the national offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. On Thursday at 3:45, stocks were rising as gains in Apple led the whole tech sector higher, and the Dow Industrials showed a gain of 48.23 at 26,433.51. The S&P 500 was up 7.49 at 2913.46, and the NASDAQ, the strongest of the three major indices, showing a gain of 52.19 at 8,042.56. And Apple rose more than 2% today, or is up more than 2% after J.P. Morgan initiated the stock with an overweight rating. The analyst sees strong growth for Apple's services offerings, noting the company is transforming itself from a hardware company to a services company faster than investors had expected. Also in the tech space, Amazon gained 1.6% after Stiefel hiked its price target on the stock to $2,525 a share, implying a near 30% surge from yesterday's close. Facebook, Alphabet, and Twitter also traded higher, lifting the broader tech space and the overall equity market. Today's gains come as investors digest the Federal Reserve's latest decision on monetary policy. The central bank raised rates by 25 basis points yesterday, its third rate hike of the year. The Fed also removed the word accommodative from its policy statement, and investors are expecting another Fed rate hike in December. Again, it would be 25 basis points. In the commodities markets, oil is up 0.9% at $72.31 a barrel. Gold is down almost 1% at $1,187.90 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks were strong, with the Stock 600 index up 0.3%. In Asia, stocks were weak, with the Nikkei down 1% and the Shanghai Composite down 0.5%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Apple and Walgreens, while the worst performers are Dow DuPont and Goldman Sachs. In the S&P 500, the best performers are WellCare Health Plans and Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, while the worst performers are ConAgra and Campbell Soup. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global down 54 cents at 84.01, CSX up 23 cents at 74.13, AK Steel unchanged at 4.82, Marathon Petroleum down $1.37 at 83.16, AEP up 58 cents at 69.55, and Kroger is down 42 cents at 28.97. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. Basketball and racquetball courts, weight and exercise equipment, indoor walking track and swimming pool. Outdoor Adventures offers a bouldering wall, camping and hiking equipment, kayaks and paddle boards for Eagle Lake. Towel service and group fitness classes included with all memberships. Day passes and community memberships now available for fall. Bowling lanes open Monday through Saturday, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Laughlin Building. More information at 783-2083.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Joe Lewis, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Chanasty Davis, Chaz Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, and Greg Jenkins. WUKY's Josh James, Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Nacogdoches Miller. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead and translator W202 BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Logan Pemberton and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.